Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the good news is we do not have a snowstorm this morning, but we do have quite an assortment of other weather conditions that might cause you some problems, and Dean DeVore is here to tell us all about them. Dean?
Yeah, I don't know if it's much of a trade-off. It's pretty awful out there right now. Now, the heavy rain is starting to come to an end from south to north. The back edge of the heaviest band is just through the northern boroughs and going up into parts of the Hudson Valley, central and eastern Long Island. But the wind is still howling. We've got wind advisories for gusts to about 45 miles per hour for the city and near suburbs. A high wind warning out for eastern Long Island to 65 mile per hour gusts through mid-morning as well. The other problem is we got coastal flooding, some moderate coastal flooding, 2 to 4 feet of inundation because of the lunar cycle and these strong winds here through the late morning and early high tide. So the rain that's been falling doesn't really have anywhere to go. Blustery, feeling colder the rest of the day. Real feels will stay in the teens and 20s. As we go through the afternoon, as it gets blustery and colder, there could be some rain or snow showers later this afternoon, this evening. A messy day. We'll keep you up to date as we transition out of the heavy rain this morning on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
The man who pushed 40-year-old Michelle Goh to her death at the Times Square subway station on Saturday told reporters why he did it.
I got a gun. I couldn't do it.
Why?
I'm God.
Why'd you do it?
You still my That's why.
Simon Marshall telling reporters, I'm God. Witnesses say he showed no emotion when he pushed Michelle Goh in front of the R train. He turned himself in. Marshall has a couple of prison terms on his record. He's described as homeless. Michelle Goh was of Asian descent, but so far cops are not classifying this as a hate crime. A 30-year-old man was outside the Grand Street subway station in Chinatown Saturday night when he was stabbed in the buttocks. He was taken to Bellevue. Cops are looking for three suspects. No word yet on why this man was stabbed. Despite incidents like these and many others, Mayor Adams insists the subways are safe. Glenn Schuck with more on that this morning. Glenn?
And he's talking about perception versus reality. Of course, Lee, this is a very high-profile location where Michelle Goh lost her life over the weekend at the Times Square station, pushed in front of the train Saturday morning. Now, the mayor's insisting the cops, in fact, are doing their job and doing it well. There are more of them on the trains and platforms in the city. And again, he's insisting that we are safe when we get on the train or stand on the platform.
When you see homeless individuals with mental health issues not being attended to and given the proper services, that add to the perception of fear. And so what our battle is in the subway system is fighting the perception of fear that cases like this could happen.
And the mayor went on to say over the weekend, Lee, that less than 2% of crime in the city on the subways, and they'll keep working to do even better than that. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live here in Midtown.
A congressman from the Bronx wants to see some changes in the law to help prevent the kind of fire that killed 17 people in his district. Darius Radzius with more from the Bronx this morning.
A day after the funeral for the last 15 victims of last week's apartment fire in the Bronx, new laws are being considered to avoid a similar tragedy in the future. Representative Richie Torres wants to have heat sensors installed in all public housing buildings.
It removes the need to have an inspector come to your apartment and conduct a reading.
Fire officials say a space heater was the cause of the fire that killed 17 people, the deadliest fire in the city since 1990.
Right, we are harnessing the power of technology to hold landlords accountable for providing sufficient heat and hot water.
Self-closing doors in public housing would also be required, as well as automatic shutoffs for space heaters. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds News.
Alvin Bragg has only been Manhattan DA for 2 weeks, and he says those 2 weeks have not been easy. But speaking at the Abyssinian Baptist Church yesterday, he said his life experiences qualify him to make the city safer.
In this very community, this village of Harlem, before I turned 21, I had a semi-automatic weapon pointed at my head. I had a knife to my throat, a homicide victim on my doorstep, and was shot at. I know public safety.
But he acknowledges he made some missteps in his day one memo explaining how he wouldn't be prosecuting certain low-level offenses, saying maybe I had a comma out of place, maybe I didn't use the exact right words, but the urgency of now didn't start the conversation, so we started it.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.